Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. I'm here at the Ad Tech Show in San Francisco, and it's early April, and I'm talking with David Breckling here, who's Managing Director of Fluent Mobile, and we're going to be talking about the mobile market. There's a lot of interest here at AdTech about the mobile market, and so I chose David to really give us a sense of what's happening. So David, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So give me a sense first of what Fluent Mobile is, and then we'll talk kind of about the market in general.
Right. Fluent is a mobile services company. But we talk broadly when we say a mobile services company simply because we try to define more solutions for our customers. Our customers are really the agencies and the publishing sites. And so we try to define a product that can fit, you know, very neatly and very easily into what they're trying to achieve. Because mobile is such a new market right now for everybody, when you tell an agency they can do whatever they want in mobile, it tends to be too overwhelming for them. So we try to build small packages, saying a text messaging product, a product for your iPhone or a product for the BlackBerry, something that's very targeted, very easy, and very easily definable and ready to implement.
So give me some sense of, you say the mobile market, using that term broadly, is sort of new. I mean, how do you look at the mobile market and what are the opportunities there?
Right. The mobile market's been around for such a long time, but in the U.S., it's so new and almost frightening to a lot of different agencies and a lot of the different publishing sites that are our clients. They view it as this way too big of an opportunity and way too hard to make a campaign or make a project work, simply because they think they have to go and work with all the different carriers and go through all this long, arduous process to get something working, when that's not really the case. It's just a matter of they don't have the resources or the proper vendors or know about them to know that mobile is something that's actually easy to implement.
So what do you see as some of the biggest challenges you're facing with your clients in terms of really going mobile?
It's really, the biggest thing is the lack of understanding on their part. The challenge is they think it's too hard. They think that there's way too many moving parts. They don't have a cohesive strategy for mobile. They try to lump mobile in as something completely different than its own little silo, so they don't take a cohesive approach to any sort of a marketing message. So they have their normal marketing message and then they start from scratch with a mobile one, which makes it extremely difficult because then the burden gets put on us to make something that's going to work and drive acquisition of a customer when we're not sure what they're trying to achieve because they don't know what they're trying to achieve, but they know they need to do something in mobile because mobile's hot. You know, it's kind of a wrong way to go at it, but that's kind of the approach that everybody seems to be taking right now. And so, you know, it's better to take an approach of a cohesive marketing strategy. My customers can be online, they can be in this video environment, or they can be on the mobile environment. What's the message that we want to give to each one of those viewers?
So give me some stats on kind of how the mobile market's segmented out. We were talking earlier before we went live in the interview about, you know, teens, and obviously they're on their phones all the time, and yet a lot of other people, you know, 40 plus are sort of getting there too, using their phones like they would email.
Right. You know, text messaging campaigns now are pretty amazing in that it's not just teens. It actually goes up into the mid-40s market. So there's some remarkable, you know, research out there that's being done by a lot of the different groups like the MMA and like, you know, the Dynamic Logics of the world, Inside Expresses of the world, that really show that text messaging campaigns have like extremely high redemption rates, that of like 90% of open rates when you get a text message. And they open that message within, I think it's 7 minutes of receiving that message, they open the message. So it really calls for a different type of thinking. You know, if you're hitting somebody within 7 minutes, they're opening that message, what are you asking that person to do? Because they're not going to go back to that message, you know, an hour later, 2 hours later. They're engaged in that message at that moment. So it really calls for a different type of message that should be delivered to these people. And really, you know, when your audience could be a 12-year-old or a 40-year-old, you know, understanding your audience.
So what are some of your most successful campaigns that you really feel are you know, very successful?
One of the most successful was done by the Ad Council. Ad Council is a great group, and they have a promotion going on right now. It's the Boost Up campaign. It's for having kids stay in school. And so it really took a very cohesive strategy. So they understood the internet, they understood the mobile component, and they understood they had billboards and they have things in front of bus stops and everything else. So it took a very cohesive approach. So that's probably been by far the most successful campaign that we've done.
So do you think that there are any campaigns that are being implemented in Europe or sort of rest of world outside the U.S. that are really incredible campaigns that you often bring to the attention of your clients?
There's some great things. One of them is actually a thing that's been done at like a conference environment like AdTech. When everybody walked in, they were given the opportunity to text to this one booth number, and the redemption rate, they got a coupon, you know, when they did it, and the redemption rate was over 90% for those coupons. So in closed captive environments, it's shown that it can work extremely well. In large, more broad scale, you know, nationwide and you know, environments, it tends to be more difficult. You have to craft your message a lot different. So it's really just a matter of, again, just understanding the audience. There's some great measurements out there. There's some great studies out there. It's just a matter of making it applicable to what your audience is trying to do and what your brand is trying to do. You know, and not all brands work the same.
So you handle all the carrier relations for your clients, right? So you end up, point you brought up, which I thought was interesting in terms of just agencies needing to work mobile, is that you actually literally are sort of soup to nuts. I mean, you just take a project and you make it all happen for them, and you don't, and they don't have to worry about the carriers.
Absolutely. That's actually the really nice thing is we're carrier agnostic, and we try to, as much as we can, circumvent the carriers as often as possible, simply because they are difficult to work with, and the agencies and the publishers think they always have to work with them, and they don't. So we have those relationships. We've already done that legwork.
Well, David, thank you very much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
And I've been talking to David Breckling, who's Managing Director of Fluent Mobile, and we're here at AdTech, and it's early April 2008. For all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.